Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NBB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. It is Saturday morning, and we are rocking and rolling, going and blowing, as they say. Life is good in the hood. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper, and it is Saturday morning. Woohoo! Yep. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to follow us on Facebook at NDB Media. Just look for us, facebook.com/NDB Media. Of course, twitter.com/NDB Media. Our NDB Sports handle is exactly that, twitter.com/NDB Sports. And, of course, you can find us at NDBmedia.net. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have all the turbos. We have everything going. I got to tell you, we are just styling and very, very happy. Bear with me a moment. I'm going to send out a little tweet and a notice that we're live. Let's see. Here we go. I'm typing it now. It's called Sports Talk with the Guys. Gutties. Guys is live. Let's do it. And there it is. It's all over the internet world that we are live. Ladies and gentlemen, an incredible amount of stuff has been happening in the world of sport. I got to tell you. And if we're able to get past all the BTR issues, we'll see what's going to be happening. But in major, major happenings in baseball yesterday, we're going to go over just some of the scores right now. Wow. Oh, there's an ad for A1 Steak Sauce. Man, I've been taking that stuff since I was a kid. Chicago beat up on Milwaukee 8-5. Philadelphia edged Atlanta 2-1. Boston 12-8 over the Yankees. A colossal, colossal loss by New York yesterday. They were in control in the entire game and fell apart in the latter inning. And Boston just took it to the Yankees. Baltimore 4-0 against the Chicago White Sox. Cleveland. This is September and they're playing the Mets. Cleveland 8-1 over the hapless Mets. Cincinnati edged the Dodgers 3-2 to keep their hopes alive. Actually, their hopes are very significant. They're right in there. Miami whitewashed Washington 70-0. So for the first time, the Capitalists were blanked by Miami. Detroit 16 over Los Reales of Kansas City 2-2. Toronto 6, Minnesota 5. St. Louis 12, Pittsburgh 8. Oakland took it to Houston 7-5. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 6-5 over Texas. You know, we're not going to be saying the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim for much longer because it looks like they're going to be changing the name. I'm not kidding. That's going to be changing real, real soon. So, let me see. San Diego 4, Colorado 3. Seattle 6, Tampa Bay 4. San Francisco 3 over Arizona like anyone really cares. Do they really? I don't think so. Let's take a look at the standings real quick. What a day in sports. Well, it's right here. Boston is over. Well, Boston is 86-57. Tampa Bay is 7.5 back. In the Central, Detroit 82-59 with Cleveland 6.5 back. In the West, Oakland 81-60. Texas is half a game back. So they reverse. So now Texas is the team that has the wild card followed by Tampa Bay. So it's Texas and Tampa Bay followed by Baltimore, Cleveland, New York, then Los Reales of Kansas City. Unbelievable. In the National League, Atlanta is up over Washington, 14 games. Pittsburgh is half a game ahead of St. Louis. St. Louis hasn't been able to capitalize, knowing that Pittsburgh lost 2 in a row, followed by Cincinnati 2 games back. Of course, Los Dodgers are 83-57, followed by Arizona at 12 back. Yeah, they're 11 games from being eliminated. So the wild card in the National League has St. Louis with one of the spots, and Cincinnati with the second one. And then after that, it just drops off considerably. You have Washington 8 games back, Arizona 8 games back, and today is September 7th. You know, you Good job. Good job. The big dog made me jump again. Well, we went over the baseball scores, and I want to congratulate him on... Good morning, big dog.
What's up? Top of the morning to you. Look at you.
I'm getting older.
In your Calvin Klein shirt.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. It's been what I've been wearing for the last 3 days.
Yeah, whatever.
Good morning, Carvino, who's in the chat room. And, of course, good morning, too. I believe this is Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're just here trying to survive, and I'm trying to put my heart back in its chest right now.
Escort keeper says, going and blowing.
I'm not going and blowing right now, dude. I'm huffing and puffing. Woo-hoo! Anyway, so Jonathan, what's up? What's going on, dude?
Woo-hoo! Well, there was a triathlon that literally blocked every way for me to get to work this morning. So I called my boss. My boss says, well, nobody's actually shown up, so you can probably just stay home and do whatever you want today. Well, a Saturday off? I'm confused. What do I do? So I've been driving around for an hour now.
Wow. Well, I'm thrilled that you're in with us, and it is absolutely awesome.
Okay, he's in Miami, right?
No, he's in Miami.
He's in Miami? In Miami, it's already 9 o'clock.
He's actually in South Beach.
The hookers are there already. He's been driving around for an hour.
Oh. That was the laugh. And, of course, coming in from the great city, I believe, of Santa Fe Springs. Going to bring him on. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Great. I am making my morning coffee right now, and I am glad to be on air, man.
Thank you for joining us. So it looks like we have our team on this morning. We were talking about some of the baseball stuff that happened. Wow.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that.
But what?
Since you are the scorekeeper, of course.
I went over the baseball stuff right now.
And you are, you know, the Yankee fan here.
Yes, and I'm going through that. I'm going through the process of getting the scorekeeper trademark.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, my
no question, idiots have it.
What a
now,
loser.
My question is, you shouldn't have said that because now Zeke or someone's going to jump on there and take it from you.
No, there's...
like Barney 69.
They have no idea
like
how much it costs.
Like Barney Lover 69.
They have no idea how much it costs.
My question to you, as a Yankee and as the scorekeeper, a certain Mr. Rivera blew his seventh save of the season this year.
Yesterday, the day before.
Yes. Is that a record for him? I mean, the guy's been untouchable up until this year.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a record for him.
So he's blown more than that, huh?
I think he has like 8 blown saves. But that is a lot for Mariano Rivera. That is a lot.
Do you in any way attribute this to his blown-out knee from last year?
No.
No?
He's been lights out most of the time. Yeah. He's a lot better than a lot of other people.
Hell yes, he is.
Yes. He has 47.
I would take an 80% Mariano Rivera over 100% of anybody just about.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny that Joe Girardi is begging Mariano to return again.
And he says,
and
no.
He blew a save. Shut the hell up, Girardi.
And he has said no matter, I just read that yesterday.
They were pussy about it for 4 years.
Well, no, Girardi told him, I guess, to come back, and this time he says, absolutely not, this is my final year.
Well, he's been vacillating for 4 years.
Very good. Big words in the morning.
Oh, thank you for approving my use of, or my lexicon this morning. Jonathan, thank you. The big dog came bearing gifts this morning, so you have to forgive me if I start shoving my face full of food.
Oh, wow. I mean, now I feel left out.
I know, right?
Come on over.
Now I'm hungry.
I'm stuck here with coffee, and they got food over there. That's not right.
Well, I have I just have gum and a bottle of water.
Really? So you have a bottle of water?
I don't have good coffee. I have, instant coffee.
Well, we have instant coffee, too. It just came from somewhere.
Yes, I'm very mad at that.
What happened? They didn't have my flavor?
They didn't have my flavor. Oh. Or you get whatever.
What's your flavor?
You get whatever it gives you.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. I now...
My vanilla nut.
Did you make it clear to them that they did not have
No, I was running late. Damn, they had 4 lanes closing the freeway. It cost me like 15 minutes of my day.
What happened? The freeway?
60, they're fixing it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see the notices?
Well, yeah, but usually it's not 4 lanes. And then the idiots, the 1 lane's all open...
Idiots, you were talking about my brethren.
No, I'm talking about the drivers in the freeway.
Those are not my brethren.
Exactly, that's why they're idiots.
Okay.
The whole lane open, but because the pylons are right on the line, they decided not to use it, so everyone jumped into the carpool lane, which was allowed for this thing that they do. So even though there was the entire lane open, I was just like, screw this, god damn it. I was like, this must be, guys are on clean the freyway, and I was like, get close to them. I didn't give it. It was open. Get out of the way, I got a show to do. Don't they understand?
Big dog, they have cameras out there, and you just admitted to a crime.
No, it was an open lane.
Oh, okay, that's an open lane.
Well,
I still think you admitted to a crime.
Hold on a minute.
I actually got a smile on the big dog because I said, hey, wait a minute. Once you get across the pylon, they're all open lanes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, but a lot going on right now. I got to tell you, like I started with the program, I was going over the reports. It was a crushing blow for the Yankees yesterday. Now
14 innings? 12 innings?
No, it was 9 innings.
Oh, okay.
And the game before was 10 innings.
There we go. 10 innings. One of them went in extra innings.
But the Yankees have lost. It looks like they lost Robertson for a little while. They're awesome setup, man. And that was significant. So, I still have hope, but you got to get the first place team. You got to get 2 out of 3, not 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 4.
Yes, and I'm probably, as you've noticed, since you are the scorekeeper, so you probably know this already.
Yeah, it's September, I know.
No. Your most hated team is now only 2 games out of the wild card.
Yes, I did announce that, the Reds.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, the Reds are not my hated team.
Well,
the fan bases. I don't give a damn about the Reds. Remember, I said when I'm very depressed, and when I'm, really out of it, I go find a Reds fan board and just go to town. I mean, those guys think that they're middle America. Those guys think that they're just everything. They are the bee's knees. I don't think that, they believe that they're...
Wow.
Yeah. And
the hate is strong in this one.
Regarding Red Nation. I don't care about the Red.
Dusty's still at the helm, right?
Yeah, that's okay. I like Dusty.
I always like
Dusty. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. The Pirates are winning the World Series.
In the field. I'm sorry, what was that, Jonathan?
The Pirates are going to win the World Series. Why do the Reds even matter?
Well, I will agree with you insofar as that you're slamming Red Nation, but I'm going to leave it at that. But hey, it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off to a great start this morning.
Speaking of the Pirates.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's great.
Even though they lost again yesterday, I believe they lost again yesterday, did they not?
What the
hell?
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God, look who's in the chat room.
I saw him.
Mr. NASCAR man himself. Oh, my God, it's Sullivan Walters.
And
Roger, I'm questioning your manhood after that very effeminate scream.
I'm sorry. You're going to what?
I'm questioning your manhood after that very effeminate scream.
Oh. Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Jonathan. That's, I guess it's justified. I was a little caught up in the moment there. It's I haven't seen or heard from,
Mr. Room Room.
Yeah, Mr. Room Room for a little while. Oh, shut up. Why did you say Room Room? Now I repeated it. Now he's going to go with me. Whatever. He heard me say he's going to question my manhood even more so.
We do it all the time.
You ain't going to hell, big dog. I've worked there for 26 years.
My boss gave me the perfect morning for a day off. I love this.
Well, Yeah, any day you can question my manhood, right? Yeah.
I would never question your manhood.
No, but someone else is right now. So give us a quick moment, guys. We're going to go to the round
table. Love you, Roger.
First we have...
Stephen Cole got it.
Whoa, what was that?
Huh?
Did someone just tell me to go take a hike? No, I got it. You don't hike.
Whatever.
I did
it. Who did?
Right.
I'm going to say it wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. All right, guys, I'm going to do the quick intros right now. Let's get it out of the way. Of course, we have the man from the north. Are you ready there, big dog?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
There you go. Here we go.
Do it.
You wish. Stupid computer.
Can't blame the computer.
It's the computer, damn it. Come on, stupid.
Horses. There we go.
And here he comes, coming over that ridge. There is no frozen tundra right now because it's hotter than hell, even in Canada. Horse is sweating. Nell is sweating. Jim is sweating. But he's going to go south of chips because he's killing him. And horse.
Wow, Big Dog, way to go. And I have one more since he hasn't been here for a little while. Give us just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Where the hell is it? There it is. Engaged.
I don't even get an intro.
No.
No.
You will, though. Don't mess with me, Mr. Kangaroo. We got owners, favorite drivers. Boy, that Tony Stewart's a wine.
As it's Alvin Walter.
New Broncos on people, Kodak Eminem, CBS, titles, Hills, Lips, Kellogg's, Viagra, they won't. Budweiser.
And of course, I'm with the guys.
As does Simon Walters. I love Solomon Walters. Good morning, Saul. How you doing? I'm going to make the connection right here, right now. I'm going to sell the SOP out. He's a NASCAR fan.
Boy, Nation moved to Kentucky.
He actually selected it as Kentucky. We had a mutual friend out of Kentucky a long time. And he's now up in Oregon. I don't know why. So we're going to try to get to a NASCAR circuit next year because that sure as hell is not going to happen this year.
No. Saul says he has a purple 72 Vega.
He has? Wow. Way to go, Saul.
Guys, let's get back to some of the baseball stuff right now. I don't know if you guys heard this, but
no, it's like
Peter O'Malley is in charge of the historic Vero Beach again. And he got the right to call it historic Dodger Town. This is the old Dodgers owner who's now the Padre owner, and they suck. And he now has the historic Dodger Town. Wow. Who cares? Anyone?
I'm looking. Hold on. I'm searching. No, nobody cares. At all. Whatsoever.
Okay. Well, you are nobody then, Big Dog, because you said you do care.
Oh, I already know that.
Okay.
This will bring a smile to your face.
You actually brought a smile to my face when my heart stopped.
Mr. Adam Dunn may be done.
Finally.
Mr.
Go up every day, though. No, he's got to earn that fat contract.
Well, that's why I said he may be done. Mr. Dunn, who is guaranteed $15 million next season, he only needs 64 more home runs for 500, and he's only 33 years old. But Dunn says he's not happy. And he says if he's not happy playing baseball, he will walk away from his contract and retire. He said he is not having fun. So he will take the offseason to contemplate retirement.
And it is because of the mental that we have been carrying here on Sports Talk with the Guys that we have been crushing his spirit. And we will continue to do so because he is the biggest, lamest, worthless individual playing baseball right now. I don't question his manhood.
Well, actually, no, I am questioning his manhood.
But I'm questioning the baseball player, Adam Dunn, not the person. But when he comes up with little pussy stuff like that, he wants management to come up behind him and kiss him in the butt.
Oh, poor
he wants his fellow players to come up, oh, come on, Adam. We need you to stay on the team because you're the human air conditioner when it's hot outside.
That's right.
Because he's fat.
We know
it's
over here.
Actually, we do. It is so hot over here. Dude, he is. He strikes out so much that stadiums have to they don't have to have their air conditioning on because he's fanning so much. But, hey, he is the human air conditioner.
They play in the enclosed dome. What stadium is it?
That's Toronto is one of them.
Well, Toronto, they don't even put the air conditioner on when they come to play.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think it would be a smart investment by Dome Stadium to get Adam Dunn. The human air conditioner. That's what you heard that here first, folks. Adam Dunn is the human air conditioner. I've been calling him that for about 2 years now.
We're on baseball.
And I am proud to carry the mantle on destroying Adam Dunn's spirit to play because I pointed it out statistically. He is the worst player in baseball when it comes to having runners on base. He leaves so many on base. His productivity compared to everyone else is just, if I may use the vernacular, sucky, and he is just absolutely worthless. Don't even get into his contract. I mean, he's relatively a bargain compared to other players, but he's just not doing it. He's now been 3 years on this contract, and he's only had one decent year.
He's here. The hardest working man in sports is here.
Oh, my God, is he really?
And I'll go back to the chat room. Dreamer, how you doing, Dreamer?
Hey, Thomas, there's someone by the name of Dreamer in the chat room.
No, that's not. No. There's somebody in the chat room by the name of Dreamer.
Oh, wait.
Hey, dude, you better get in there, Dream, and kick his butt. But since Sonny is now in the chat room, let's do it. You better be listening to work.
He's going to be banging right now. He's going to be pimp walking.
Yeah, and we've seen him pimp walk. Oh, God.
Do it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. You're in admiration of him pinballing? I'm not.
You're going to be right behind him.
Vegas, right?
Yeah, Vegas.
Right. Yeah,
I've seen some things that are still a size almost. His name is Sonny. Clark, the hardest. Oh,
Wow.
Yeah, I messed it up. Big time. Hey, I can't believe I did that.
There we go.
I whiffed.
Adam Dunn.
I don't know.
Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in sports.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry for
Damn. I actually fouled Pippin. I fouled Pippin. I don't give a that. Oh, man, that was embarrassing.
I forgot.
Well, good morning.
You should
guys.
Be embarrassed.
A lot of stuff going on. Thomas, you've been quiet. Any comments on anything right now, or are you just going to be peanut gallery today?
Oh, no. I'm getting caught up on an article on ESPN I'm reading football right now. We had the start of the football season Thursday, and we'll get into that later, I'm sure. Right now we were doing baseball, so I was...
He's trying to blow through it right now. Hold on a minute, Jonathan. So let's go. Let's continue to move on, big dog.
Your favorite, Mr. Braun, who is, of course, suspended right now.
Oh, I know. He's
decided,
a telephone operator.
Yeah, she has decided that he's doing his mea culpa over the phone.
And apparently he's calling all six shareholders season ticket holders.
He's calling season ticket holders, partial season ticket holders, and single game.
Oh, so that's nine.
And single game ticket holders.
I know, there's just so few. We're wasting so much time.
Yes, and he's just saying he's sorry. Most people have been appreciative of it, but there have been a few already that have said, you know,
you suck.
We don't believe you. Why'd you do it? How come? Blah, blah, blah. So there was one guy who actually carried on a 5-minute conversation with him and said, why'd you do it to us? We're your fans. How could you do this to your fans? How could you do this to the city of Milwaukee? And he blamed, of course, his friend who gave him the pills or whatever.
I read that.
Also on Thursday, Surge Restaurant Group, which is a company that manages a restaurant in Wisconsin that's affiliated with Braun.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, which is called 812.
Right.
They have severed their relationship with Mr. Braun, and they will be closing down the restaurant at the end of the year. Now, whether it reopens or not.
Those were successful.
Well, there was one restaurant. There's other restaurants that are in the pipeline right now to be open, but Braun will have no affiliation to them whatsoever. 812, I believe, is going to be closed down and reopened under a different name.
Yeah, 12.
Yeah, just 12. So, you know, more.
Or maybe minus 12 or plus 12.
Minus 8. 12 minus 8.
Four.
Four.
Is that Brett Favre's number?
No!
That would be hilarious.
Hey, Jonathan, it was, right? Brett Favre was 4, right?
No, Jonathan? Still with
it? I don't know. I believe it was 4.
Okay.
He just stepped away for a moment, yeah. Or he put himself on mute. I don't know.
Also, Mr. Aroy will have his
beginning. Here I am.
All right, Jonathan, you kind of missed us at our mathematical best.
No. I was on mute the whole time. I thought I was talking.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I didn't
know right.
Somebody else picked up the 12 minus 8 thing.
Okay, well, I'm glad. So it is Brett Favre's 4, right?
Oh, yeah. And that would just be one of the greatest things ever.
Hilarious.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is, guys. Just do the math now. So, Jonathan, even though we accidentally fell into it, as I said, I'll give you credit on that one, pal. I'm glad. That's absolutely hilarious. We've got it. So the new restaurant's going to be 12 minus 8.
Brett Favre! More song of the guys, baby!
I remember when Salt was talking with us, and he was saying, Raj, the man's 40 years old. He's got to retire. Well, Brett Favre is my age. So Favre's 44 now. And I told Salt, who was all of 18, I said, hey, buddy, Brett Favre is 40, and he's still doing very, very well.
Still a stud at the time.
He's still a stud. He was with last year with Green Bay and stuff. I said, you won't know until you're about my age. We like to see 40-year-olds doing what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, just be tolerant, baby. Don't call them too old, because you will get there sooner than you think.
That's right.
And congratulations to Salt. I believe the kid's getting married now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's way too young. He's 21 now.
He's 21 and got married?
He's about to.
Wow.
I want to congratulate. I think he's promised. So congratulations to the young man. He is one of our favorites here. I don't think we never did come up with a song for him. I think that's why he
well,
did choose one.
Getting married at 21. That just sounds like a shotgun wedding.
That was funny when we played it for Cuervo. For Cuervo's birthday when we played Amazing
yep.
Grace. Oh, that was great. I'm sorry.
So A-Roy is getting his hearing on September 30th.
Unless they make the playoffs.
They're
screwed.
Let's just say
you know, the minute they said September 30th, the Yankees have died. I think they want to get rid of them.
So let's just say the Yankees don't make the playoffs.
There's a damn good chance they're not going to make the playoffs.
The hearing will take place, and there will not be a the announcement will not be expected until after the World Series.
Right.
So, and of course, it's even later if the Yankees do make the playoffs. It'll be even later than that. But
yeah, we're looking at sometime in November. If they make the playoffs,
and it's still going to be a 211 game suspension that they're going for. So it'll be a season and a half now for him.
But the arbitrator can rule.
He can rule over if he wants.
Yes.
Can the arbitrator also increase it? I mean, if you can lower it, can you increase it?
I do not believe so.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
But the Yankees cannot change it either. Because under labor law, once you submit your case,
mm-hmm.
you submit the entire merits of it, and you go after what you're going after.
Okay.
And that's it. The only time it could
be Major League Baseball, though, not the Yankees.
Major League.
So the Yankees can.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Major League Baseball. I Yankees go Major League Baseball. So anyway, so if I meant the Yankees, I apologize. The case that will be presented will be the case that's presented. You cannot add more after the fact. Oh, we've got new witness or we got new dog. No. Once it's done, it's done.
Okay.
So
It also follows that what you want in penalty is done. The only way it could conceivably go higher is if for some reason the player says, hey, how about you give me a 10-game suspension now, but then you give me 100 the next year and 100 the next year after. I mean, it's possible, but just to give you an idea, that's the only way it could go up, is if the player were to actually agree to some wacko thing. Okay? Just want to let you know. So, anyway.
Like to welcome in the chat room, Dazed and Confused. You'll fit right in with that name.
Oh, dude, that's a Hall of Famer right here for Sports Talk with the Guys. Yep. Dazed and Confused. Welcome for Cody.
Mr. Matt Kemp is done for the season.
He was
rehabbing, and he suffered a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
So they just decided, you know what, by the time he comes back, it's only going to be like a week left. You know what, screw it. Shut him down. He's sucked all this year anyways, which is probably what they were thinking. but his year has been doing very, very well in center field. And, of course, Puig is in right field, and, of course, he's having that phenomenal season that he's having. He's batting 350. No, he's not batting 350. He's batting more than that.
Who's that? Yeah, Phil Puig. And while he's getting the statistics, Jonathan, would you do us a favor, please, and look up the statistics for Jose Fernandez down with the Marlins? Because I think it's time for rookie watch, guys.
Puig is batting 350 with a 971 OPS.
That's fairly impressive. I mean, for a rookie, it's fairly impressive.
Yes. And let's see, because they're only 23 games left, so that's why I said they're just going to shut him down. He's only batting 263 with a career low 7.0 OPS. That's Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, as you all know,
700 OPS for a bad year.
Yeah. And,
that's,
of course,
actually
Kemp,
still not.
Kemp is only 28 years old, guys. And don't forget, he signed an 8-year, $160 million contract.
He has to play full time. New contract.
November of 2011. So
played 2 years now, and both years have been hurt.
Now he was coming off his minor league rehab assignment. He was 0-for-18 strike in Class A ball.
That's like the Oompa Loompas beating you up, dude, when you go out to the bar. We're getting an echo in the background, so
someone turn off your volume.
Someone turn off the volume or kill the speaker in the chat room. So, Thomas,
thank you,
Thomas. Kill your speaker, the little live feed in the chat room. Yeah, because it's annoying to hear me once, and to hear myself twice, that's a sucky prospect.
That's not me, man. You don't like to hear yourself?
Yeah, believe it or not, it is not me, because I'm on my phone.
Okay, well,
I'm in the chat room, but the show is actually paused.
Okay.
So it's paused?
Yeah.
Are we paused, Big Dog? Have we had a temporal incursion?
Jim says he's over 18. At least he's consistent.
That was good.
Good one, Jim.
Yeah. That was good.
Of course, with the Pirates beating the Brewers 4-3
on
Tuesday, that guaranteed them a non-losing season for the first time since 1992. Now, it is unlikely that they're going to go 0-for-24.
Exactly.
Which now, since Tuesday...
No, they're not the Braves or the Orioles.
Well, since they won that game, they've lost the last two now. So, it's still 81 and whatever.
Yeah.
So, one more win the next 22. They're going to go 1-for-22.
Well, actually, I did say that when they got their 81st win, that guaranteed them a 500 season.
Yeah, and that was Tuesday.
That actually is considered
a winning season. Yeah,
yet while you're not a losing season.
Yeah.
So
well, congrats to them. Congrats to Salt. Salt must be super happy about that.
Getting married.
Yep.
That's why he's getting married.
You know that always a bet. I'll marry you when the Pirates have a winning season.
Wow.
Hey, God damn it.
All right. Bring that into the conversation about Kemp and all the Pirates. I want to send Salt a message that we're talking crap about
him. Well, the last thing in baseball that I had was, of course, Mr. Jose Bautista has been shut down for the season. For the second year in a row, Bautista will finish the season on the DL. As the Blue Jays announced Wednesday that he will be shut down for the remainder of the season. What's that? We got the echo again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The slugging right fielder has been with a hip injury, which is now...
Okay, guys, we need to... Yeah, it looks like we are getting that echo.
You're seeing that echo.
There it is.
Jonathan, Thomas, can you guys carry the conversation for a moment, please? We're going to call back in.
All right, man. Where are we at? We're talking rookies. I got sidetracked on the Rookie of the Year watch. Where are we on American League? We got Will Myers, Tampa Bay Rays. Looks like he's having a pretty dominant year. Came out of nowhere. But he's at a... Where are we at? 22 years old.
Well,
hello?
Yeah, we're actually going to come back and see if we still have the echo. Are you guys hearing the echo on our end?
No, we're hearing... I got no echo.
Okay.
Hi, Tim! Can leaving... Our Frito Lay man? Our Doritos man?
Yeah.
Get that Cherry Coke, Tim, because I don't have Cherry Coke right now.
And the Cool Ranch Doritos.
And the Cool Ranch Doritos. See, that's why Tim and I get along. It's Cherry Coke and Cool Ranch Doritos. Why don't they get us? I mean, you know, whenever my cousin used to come over, you know, she doesn't do that because now she's, anyway, she used to always bring nacho cheese Doritos. And I guess that's where my rant came from. I said, look, if you want to score points with me, damn it, it's Cool Ranch, baby. That's what it is. No, no red Doritos. I'm not a commie within the state. Jeez.
Well, Mr.
Tucker, you just goes back to your passion against the Reds.
I am consistent. I am consistent.
Yeah,
thank you, Thomas. Yes. Now, Thomas, apparently you said something in the chat room about me hearing voices. Did you actually write that in the chat room?
Yes.
Why did you violate the trust that I shared with you about hearing voices?
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or one of the other people that you were hearing.
Sorry, that was good.
I was talking to you, damn it.
The keys have been shut down again. Once again, this time a hip injury.
The Toronto Blue Jays?
Yes, he has a deep bone bruise in his hip. It's been bothering for more than 2 weeks, so they decided, the same thing with only just a few games left, decided to just shut him down for the season. So for the second year in a row, he's ended the season on the DL.
And he's their big home run guy. So, the injury, guys, I've been around baseball long enough that, you know, there was a rash of injuries right after baseball was canceled. The long strike, I believe in 89 or 1990, which cost Oral Hershiser his season as well because he didn't work out properly. You know, injuries are related usually.
Bulldog didn't work out?
Well, they had a very short playoff. I mean, a very short, you know, spring training. It was like 10 games or something. And a lot of people would get hurt. All of a sudden, they're really clamping down on the steroid stuff, and the number of major injuries are up. Jonathan, have you noticed that level? Is it up or am I just spinning my wheels here? And get off mute. Well, since we don't hear him, I have to assume he's still on mute. Thomas, what's your perception on the injuries right now in baseball?
Injuries right now in baseball, I think there could be a connection between the steroid clampdown, and I think people have that were using might have stopped using interim until, you know, things start clogging down, which usually tends to, you know, cause injury because muscles are used to getting that extra little boost. So I think maybe they might have stopped using for a minute and then we're planning on just, like, calming down and coming back when the storm has passed, so to speak. You know, something to look at.
It's also something to look at, guys. With when you look at box scores over the last so many years, you can actually statistically, that's why I'm the scorekeeper, you can statistically check and see when the majority of hitters started to stop
started to stop. What the hell is this? My English teacher's rolling in her grave and she's not dead yet. I gotta tell you. But in correct English, you can actually see when the numbers were coming down, because in the last decade, it was regular for having middle relievers in the 5s, 6s, 7s, and 8s on teams, and no one thought that was odd. And when you had starters that were all in the high 4s, when just the hitting was out of control, now you're actually starting to see some of those numbers come back to normal. Pitchers with ERAs at 2 or 1, it's no accident that they're coming off steroid. So if you look over baseball, I'm right. 1986 was the start. It was in 86 when steroids started to take hold in baseball. Look at the numbers. It was just blown out of proportion starting in 1986 forward. It's just more and more players. And over the last two and a half decades, it just got out of control. That's why you have so many pitchers on teams, because, you know, things were out of control as far as the hitters were concerned.
Like the Dodgers carrying 13 pitchers?
Well, there are a lot of guys carrying 13 pitchers. And it's stupid. But as you know, Tommy John was interviewed by Sports Talk with the Guys, not this week, but the week before, and he said everything that I said. You've got to get pitchers to pitch every day. You've got to get, you know, he says weights are immaterial. They do nothing. They actually have you can get hurt easily. And he even said don't run. But I'm like, well, no, I think you need to run. But he said pitchers don't need to run. You have to throw every day. But it starts from the minor leagues when you look at their windups and motions. When you already have a guy coming up to the majors that has a herky-jerky motion, or a motion that's going to put pressure, they will get hurt no matter what.
Or they could already come into the majors with a pitch count. What the hell is that?
Yes, and I was dying to ask Tommy about having ace relievers in the minor leagues already. That is stupid. It is stupid to have firemen in the minor leagues. They should have guys that pitch long innings. And here we go. Tim is not here. But I said you need a complete paradigm shift. You need to start from the minor leagues on. When these guys start in minor league ball, they have to pitch. You can have a pitch count, Big Dog, just to measure where they're at, but you can't live and die by the pitch count. And you have to have them pitch every day. We did in high school, and we never got hurt in high school.
Now, clarify what you mean by
the amazing baseball career you've had now.
The casual fan might be thinking you're thinking that they need to pitch a game every day.
No.
No, I know. I'm just saying, clarify that for the
non- pitch. Okay, here's the deal. When you start a game, the next day, you don't pick up the ball.
Yes.
That's understood.
Rest, yeah.
But then the day after that, you have a pitching session in the bullpen. That's what you do. You get your normal work in. Why is it that the Braves pitchers for decades did not come down with arm problems? Now, forget about Smoltz. That was just one. Out of dozens of pitchers. Because Leo Mazzoni said they pitch every day. They throw every day.
Look at Nolan Ryan. How long did he go? You know, with never a major injury to his arm.
Tommy John said one of the best windups right now is Cliff Lee. Short and compact. This just puts no stress in the body.
Do you think we'll ever get a
Cameron here?
No, Ken Kobe with the...
Actually, there's no stress on the arm. That's why when I threw sidearm, there was no stress.
No, I know, but I mean, do you ever think we'll get a pitcher like that again? I mean, yeah.
Sure.
He was almost throwing underhanded the way his release was.
Well, Dan Quisenberry and Ken Jacoby were throwing underhand. They were throwing inches off the ground. I don't think we'll have anyone like those two. But there are a lot of sidearmers right now. There are. They call them the slingshotters right now.
Now, do you think we'll ever see the return of the screwball? I mean, as
someone desperate for a pitch, such as Roger Noriega, will throw the screwball.
No, I'm just saying someone probably, like the way Fernando was, you know, back in the 80s, where that was his main pitch.
They refer to those as trick pitches, and that they can damage. The screwball has always damaged, you know.
And that's what they said did Kopech in, right? The screwball, that was a major contributor to his
arthritis.
Well, I know, but they were saying that didn't help him.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Thomas, any comments?
No, not right now, man. I'm again, sidelined with the Rookie of the Year watch. And looking at injuries.
Okay, Tom, Jonathan. Get yourself off mute.
Oh, yeah, I haven't checked the switchboard. Sorry.
But it's probably in there for a while.
Hey, Saul, Blog Talk Radio just gave me the notice that there's issues again.
Oh, we lost
Jonathan. I'm sorry. He was
still
on the switchboard.
I'm sitting here for 9 minutes while you yell at me.
9 minutes, 7 seconds. You were so right,
wow.
Jonathan.
Yeah. It's not quite Corvo.
No, he's the longest I've ever.
Corvo was, what, like 27 minutes?
No, it was not.
No, I'm pretty sure I broke Cuervo's record about a month ago.
Ooh. How long were you on?
That was a 45-minute diatribe.
Yeah.
That's when Couch Potato and I were swinging for each other. Yeah, we were. And anyone who crossed us that day paid the price. So we do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan, you're live. Sorry, dude. I wasn't checking the switchboard. I didn't realize he dropped out.
I wanted to go back to what you were saying about steroids and how we've seen just an increase in injuries. And
you were gone that long?
Oh, yeah. Your correlation is dead on. We've seen the NFL, actually, now they're getting tough on, they're getting a lot tougher on steroid use and HGH use. You see these increase in injuries. And the casual fan thinks, well, players, it's just the game's getting harder or they're more brittle. Well, they are more brittle because they're not using performance enhancers anymore. We see it in the NFL, and we're seeing it in baseball. When's the last time we went through a training camp and we saw so many, season-ending injuries? And watching baseball this year, pitchers are going down with a sore elbow, and they're out 3 months. When's the last time? I mean, we don't ever see that. There is no structural damage, but they can't come back? Come on, you're going to tell me that these guys are, that naturally the whole time, that's cute. I we all know they were juicing. Everybody's using a performance enhancer of some sort. They just wouldn't be sporting about it, right?
Right. Now, here's the thing, guys. If players are seeing their, or if fans are seeing their players hurt and not playing, and we see a statistical blip, or if we see a drop in fan numbers, do you think NFL and baseball could actually form a conspiracy and cover up the players coming up with steroid use again? Dude, if fan numbers drop, could you see that, Jonathan? I could.
They have. They already have. Look at Adrian Peterson. You're going to tell me that he came back from the ACL tear nationally? I'm young, but I wasn't born yesterday, guys. You can't tell me that Peterson came back, naturally. You can't tell me that, some of these players are just naturally coming back the way they are. And look at, and I hate to say this, but I honestly don't want to believe he's juicing, but Chris Davis. All of a sudden, he's hitting, 40-some-odd home runs, and then his pace just died? Nobody just gets hot like that.
Ooh. Well, okay, well.
Brady Anderson?
Remember, Brady Anderson had the one big year. We're going to have to see about Mr. Davis. But, guys, I will argue.
You talk about it because you said once you're on the curve, but once you're on the hit.
Jonathan, you do have a fair argument, but let me temper it by this. We have seen a lot of baseball, and we know that some guys just blossom. Some guys actually follow a curve. You can see the increases as they get better. And there are some instances where some guys really just, boom, they figure it out, and they do explode on the scene. So I'm not as jaundiced about Davis as I am about others. I want to see
what about
Davis
Jose Bautista?
Well, there was another guy. Look, Ortiz was worthless in Minnesota. And then he explodes in Boston. It does happen. But Ortiz did remain consistent. But remember, it was released that he did test positive back in 03 or 04. So that team died because he's a nice guy.
Well, and I'm looking at Bautista, and it's like he's had a couple great years, and now he can't stay healthy.
Now that's
kind of obvious.
occurs over a period of time. I mean, so that your body breaks down.
Well, okay. We're, you know, they say the silence is deafening, and when you look at it all of a sudden, there is a rash of injuries going on, guys. And if this the fans, maybe not the fans, but the sports writers and the people in the media might be getting what they want. And I wonder how far it's going to go, because if their players are going to be hurt all the time, are the fans going to continue to go see the game because their players are hurt?
No.
You can have a loose team, but you have one star, the fans will still show up. If that star goes down, fans drop off. So
Marlon, Marlon's out Stanton.
Yeah, but I think that's also why they're trying to put up big focus on rookies. You know, they're trying to get fans to focus on rookies instead of their, you know, all-stars that they've been watching forever. You know, that's why I think we have a pretty big Rookie of the Year watch going on. I mean, if you look at each one, look at the top fives. I mean, there's some competition out there. I mean, not so much in the National League, obviously, you know, but American League, you know, it was pretty close for a while, you know, until Will Myers came up. And, I mean, his debut June 18th, you know, and he's been tearing it up. And, you know, I think there's a correlation with that, again, with steroid use and the injuries. You know, it's like there's been more injuries. They want to distract a regular Joe Schmo fan. They want to push stuff out there that's, you know, not going to be so concerning to them. They want to distract them, pretty much.
Well,
you know, No, go ahead, Jonathan. I'm sorry.
He brings up Will Myers, Rookie of the Year, and, you know, that's cute. I love it because of all the hype surrounding Will Myers. But the guy who's going to win Rookie of the Year, plays for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, but he's not Will Myers. It's Chris Archer. And we talk about, you say there's no competition nationally. I'm going to have to disagree. Because you have Puig, you have Jose Fernandez, and you have Shelby Miller. Those are three guys that it's incredibly tough to pick between them. Jose Fernandez put another gem out there last night. Shelby Miller's done a fantastic job for St. Louis this year. And, you know, Puig is Puig, as you know, our local L.A. Doyer fans know. So,
yeah, Jonathan, let me interrupt you there a minute. I thought Thomas said the same thing, but actually when I heard his argument, he was talking about the American League really not having competition, and the National League, there's a lot of competition. Because I noticed he said, yeah, don't worry. At first I thought it was reversed, but no, his argument was right on. There's actually a lot of competition in the National League.
Yeah.
There's, I'm not sure if you were able to find the numbers. I promise, I think you have Yasiel Puig. Big Dog, can you find Shelby Miller's? And
I got Shelby Miller.
Okay, you got Shelby Miller. All right, Jonathan, can you give us the numbers on Jose Fernandez? Because he did fire a gem the other day.
Geez, I can't throw him out there at you right now. I know his ERA is under, I believe his ERA just creeped back under 3. And
he's
his
awesome
win-loss rate got to be somewhere around 12 and 5.
You see, guys,
he's
that's 8, awesome.
5. He's 8-5. He's got a 2.54 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
For Fernandez, Shelby Miller's at 11-7. He's got a 2.89 ERA.
Guys, that's a rookie.
Damn.
There's no doubt about it. And Shelby Miller, these guys are under 3. You guys don't expect that from rookies. I've always said that 3 is the basic. If you have 3.0, you're an average pitcher. If you have 2.99 or less, you're a very good pitcher. And when you start to get to like the 2.3s, the 2.4s, those are awesome pitchers. Because you're closer to 2 runs per 9 innings. And that's my definition. And if you want an awesomer, that's 2.0 or less, and they've happened.
Did you just say awesomer?
Yes,
awesomer.
I did, but allow me
Clayton
to correct
Kershaw,
it.
That's in the game.
Yeah, let me correct it, guys. Anytime it's 2.0 or less, then you play in the Ultra League. Remember what Joe Garagiola said about Oral Hershiser? Yeah, remember that, guys, about Oral Hershiser? he played in the Ultra League. So when you're 2.0 and less, that's Ultra League, kid. And whether you're a starter or a reliever, I'll change my definitions for relievers a little bit. But for starters, guys, you get a rookie that's under 3, that's sweet. Big dog.
Yep, you signed him long.
Sweet number, sweet.
Sweet. Of course, he's only 22 years old. Did not know this. He signed him for 7 years. $42 million.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet?
Yep.
Yes. He's signed from 2012 to 2018.
When did they sign? Oh, 2012.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. This year's numbers.
They saw something there. Wait a minute. Are you sure it's 42 million pesos?
No, dollars. Pesos is Mexico. I don't know what they do in Cuba.
Oh, dinars.
Okay, other dinars. He's batting 3.
Dude, that's Roman. Rubles! They use rubles
in Cuba,
because they used to be the vassal of Russia. There you go, you little history majors.
Well, he's batting 348 with an on-base percentage of .408, slugging percentage of .558, on-base percentage of .966. What else you want?
Flip the 9 and you have biblical images.
Yeah, what else you want on him?
Home runs, RBIs?
Home runs, 14 home runs, 32 RBIs, 77 strikeouts, 26 walks.
Hold on a minute. What does Yasiel Puig have in home runs and strike and RBIs?
14 homers and 32 RBIs. That doesn't sound right.
No, it does sound right.
It sounds right? Okay. So
it's 14, called a lot of solo shots.
Yeah, 14 home runs, 32 RBIs. He's got 19 doubles, two triples. He's brought in, he has 56 runs on 108 hits.
That's actually not too bad.
And like I said, 77 strikeouts versus 20 walks.
But that's why his on base number is
3-1 on walks. Walks versus strikeouts.
Yeah, that's how many at bats does he have?
He has 310 at bats.
77 strikeouts.
Yes, almost.
So if he has 600 and some at bats, that's about 104. Ooh, that's high.
Yeah.
That's high. Thomas,
so, Roger, remember when I was on a couple weeks ago? And I said, don't give Yasiel Puig the crown just yet.
Yeah.
This is why.
I agree, Thomas. And thank you for putting my argument into perspective. Don't crown them until they're eligible to be crowned.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer as far as the contract. Lucky bastard. Jonathan, go.
I still believe Puig is slightly overrated. People are making a huge deal about Puig, and, he's done a fantastic job. Don't get me wrong.
Big hit, man.
Compared to some of the other guys that are out there this year, you know, with Jose Fernandez and Shelby Miller, the two that obviously come to mind right away, Puig's easily running third. Fernandez has to be running away with Rookie of the Year voting just because look at the team he's on. Look at that team, and you're going to tell me that there's a decent pitcher. There's a an ace in the making on that team.
Well, why Puig gets most of the attention? It's because he's a doyer. LA's got such a huge fan base that he's got a lot of people fighting for him.
So there you go, ladies. The reason why we're making so much noise for Yasiel Puig is because you have Doyer fans sprinkles all over the place. Go ahead, Big Dog.
I was going to say,
what's the Yankees West Coast?
The way you were saying, look at the team he's on, the other guy. Such a good pitcher and stuff.
Fernandez on the Marlins. That's a sucky team,
it's
dude.
It's true, but don't forget, the Dodgers were sucking, and it just so happened that when Puig came in, they turned it around from worst to first. So they look at that a lot. Because don't forget, Mr. Kemp, who was on a horrible Dodger team, should have been the MVP. But they gave it to who? Because he was on a better team. So, if that logic stays the same, you're looking at Puig to be the Rookie of the Year.
I appreciate that logic, Big Dog. But first of all,
we went round and round. We all thought Kemp should have gotten that MVP.
Yeah, and
and sure, now you really should have, because now we have a cheater that was an MVP.
Look, Kemp's
a proven cheater.
We all know Kemp should have been. But the reason why he didn't because he has an issue with reporters. That's what it is. He's always had it.
results. And, you know, Braun, his numbers were nice, but he was surrounded by someone by the name of Prince Fielder. I mean, and that was my whole argument. I said, he's not an MVP. Look at the numbers on that team. Teams are good when they're good, and you have to have someone go way above and beyond. And he was not way above and beyond. Oftentimes, when it comes to Rookie of the Year, I understand what you're saying about that logic. That doesn't always apply to Rookie of the Year.
No.
The Angels last year with Trout.
Yeah, but he was far and away. I mean,
bingo. That's what I mean. So,
well, that's, and these guys are, you know, Fernandez and Puig. I mean, they're kind of, you know.
But the argument doesn't apply to winning team and losing team. Fernandez, I think he will be considered for Rookie of the Year. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I love Jonathan's argument saying, look at the team he's on and look at the numbers he's putting up. Right, Jonathan?
And I also want to throw out, I want to throw out this little statement for you to consider. People tend to reward the long ball hitter over the pitcher about seven times out of ten. So I also think Puig has that advantage over Fernandez, unfortunately. Right now, I would say Fernandez is, you know, my lead for Rookie of the Year. But I think people tend to reward the long ball hitter, you know, as opposed to the strikeout king. Because, you know, defense is amazing. Defense wins games, but you got to put points on the board.
I agree.
And that's,
I mean, that's why in the American League we're seeing, you know, everybody's talking about Will Myers and they're not paying attention to any of these young pitchers. You know, you have Chris Archer who's having a phenomenal year and everybody wants to hype up Will Myers. Come on, guys. Pitching wins ballgames at the end of the day. You know, if you can get a pitcher who's going to go out there and give up, you know, less than two earned, you're probably going to win. I mean, less than three earned, you're probably going to win. So, you know, we really, you know, as baseball, you know, aficionados, we really need to start giving these pitchers more love than they've been getting. I mean, because it's just not fair at times. And I understand why they don't win the MVP because you have your own award for it, and I believe that. But there are certain times where a pitcher should walk away with the MVP.
I agree.
We saw this year in the National League.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that one.
That's what the Cy Young Award is for, damn it. To me, if a pitcher wins MVP, he's got to be, like, lights out above everyone else. Offensive, defensive, everything.
So then you do say they are eligible.
I would say they're eligible, but I'm saying for them to win an MVP award over the player that plays every single game, or almost every single game, versus a guy that plays every fifth game, he's got to be five times better, since he's only playing one-fifth of the time.
So, four times better.
Clayton Kershaw or Andrew McCutchen?
Thank you.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Clayton Kershaw or Andrew McCutchen, because right now, it smells like McCutchen's going to win the NL MVP. So would you rather, you know, if you're going to give your MVP to anybody, are you going to give it to Clayton Kershaw, who has an under 2 ERA, and let's face it, the Dodgers give him no run support half the time, or are you going to go with Andrew McCutchen?
Well, right now it is an awesome argument to have, but I'm not going to pass until the end of the year because there's still a lot. Yes. But, Jonathan, there is so much in that argument right there, and I know we're going to have it. And, you know, Jonathan, I appreciate what you say, and Thomas, about pitchers needing love. Welcome to MVP Media. Oh, go to hell, big dog. I hear you mumbling.
I why it's so fucking dark.
Sorry.
Whoa. Hey.
Yeah. You know what? It's because he's been out there in the sun for a while. But, I know.
Yeah.
Our feet doesn't
welcome
work.
To the chat room.
No, you need a little bit more than that,
people,
big
too.
But what? Tens of hundreds. No. Just kidding. We wanted to, I don't know what I was going to say about. Here at NDB Media, we do give love. Over the last 5 years, oh my God, Big Dog, over the last 5 years, we have given our awards and we do award them accordingly. I believe I've picked rookies of the year as pitchers, and I think I've been right more often than not.
And the camp year. We are, you know, you didn't.
I think it was unanimous.
Well, you didn't
right, I did not want him, but
until I was like, well, didn't you read his numbers, Rod? And I read the numbers. You were like, oh, wait a minute. Let me go take a look at this again.
Yeah, but I wasn't for Braun.
No, you were for Braun.
Braun wasn't even in my book. But I was arguing in September about who should be MVP at that point, and then it was Big Dog that said, what about Kip? I'm like, Kip can go to hell.
Did I read you the numbers?
Like, oh, I think I'll have to reevaluate this. And when the season, on the last day of the season, once every game is done, I do a radio show that day, and I've been doing it for 4 years now. I will do another one, so whatever the last day of the season is, I will give my award. And if anyone wants to join me, last day of the season, it's usually around 8 o'clock.
You're pretty damn close.
I appreciate that. When it comes to the awards,
Man, was somebody lover 29?
I'm glad he showed up after we were using the foul language, because we cannot use foul language in the presence of minors.
Barney lover 29. In the house.
Good morning. So, it's good stuff, guys. We're halfway through Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We're having a great time this morning. And I know Couch Potato is following. Are you not Couch Potato?
He is, but he is in the 8 to 10 time zone waiting for his brand new washer and dryer.
So, what does that mean?
Oh.
He's waiting.
He's waiting for his washer and dryer?
He's just listening to us, and he's not.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope it gets here. So, let me know if we need to start it. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and then following in the next 2 hours slot,
the Couch Potato will clean your chonies for a new washer and dryer.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? He will clean your chonies. We used to call it Couch Potato would bring it home, but now he will clean your chonies. Jonathan, you know what that is, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Big Dog just made that straight out. So, we've gone...
You guys.
I am ready.
Oh, he is ready. Remember...
Are you ready to come on? Are you ready to clear our chonies?
Which one is it, Cash Potato? Because I may need that right now. No comment, Big Dog. Yeah, Big Dog gave that little humble smile, laugh, like, it's okay, Roger, I won't say anything. So, anyway. And he remains quiet, doesn't he? Yeah. That was funny, Big Dog.
He said it was delivered 10 minutes ago.
So we're the first 2 hours, and then the Couch Potato will be on right after. Guys, 4 hours of sports on Saturday morning. It doesn't get any better. It's real great.
Yeah, college football's on.
Well, no, is it on now?
No.
Thank you.
Maybe. Probably not.
I know, Matt. That's why we're on now.
Matt says, hey, shut up about the Barney lover crap. I'm not a Barney lover, good God.
Wow.
I'm not a Barney lover.
At least he's getting his titles right.
Yeah. Way to go, Matthew. Woohoo.
Oh, is Matthew in the chat room now?
Yeah.
No, that was me.
Is Barney lover 29 in the chat room?
No.
Okay.
No, Zeke's not there.
Oh, Barney lover 29 left. Oh.
No, I think Matt figured out who Barney Lover 29
is. Well, he's Barney Lover 29.
When Coffee shows up, he's Barney Lover 30. So I told him, come on.
Zeke is Barney Lover 69.
Yeah, Zeke is Barney Lover 69.
Yeah, who is Barney Lover 69?
Okay. Blog Talk Radio. Jonathan, please carry on for a moment. We have to call back in.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Hey, start chewing that gum, Roger.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is whatever. We already did station identification. You know, college football today, I know that, you know, out west, it's not as big of a deal because, well, let's face it, the teams out west all suck. It's all about football in the South, baby. You know, big right, game at man. Noon. We got Florida at Miami.
Sorry, Jonathan. We are back. Go ahead and continue.
Oh.
In the echo again? Oh, this time it sucks.
Echo? Echo?
Okay.
Echo?
Oh, that was funny. The echo might be gone.
Echo.
Okay, all right, good, I'm glad. Jonathan, please continue with the scores then.
What scores?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
The college football game.
Who cares?
Well, you know, college football is my ish. If you guys heard On Campus with Cuervo last night.
Oh, yes. I was there, man. Good job for those guys. And it
Raji
was nice hearing
too.
You there, Jonathan. It was great hearing your commentary on there. Guys, it's now becoming another event on Friday night, On Campus with Cuervo. I got to tell you, there is some stuff that is really, really happening, guys. And it was great. I was actually going to call in. I was suckered to call in, Jonathan. But when I heard you on, I'm like, I get to rest and relax.
Were you going
to
call in and say Bama stuff again?
No. No, I wasn't going to say that. But Cuervo invited me to be the third voice. And I said, I'm truly going to be the third wheel. What the hell do I know about college football? No, but it's great to have another voice. So knowing that logic, when Jonathan called in, I said, I'll sit on the sideline.
Well, and, you know, that is your rightful spot.
On Campus with Cuervo. Yes, that is my rightful spot. All right, big dog.
You know how it is, Southern guys, college football, we know it better than you.
Okay. Yeah, okay, wow. If that was your pithy comment of the morning, ouch, ow, ah, that hurt. That stung. Wait, hold on. For a Latino kid, I would say, oh, that hurted. Okay, let's go on, big dog.
Well, another one of your favorite women are in the news again, or is in the news.
Wonder Woman's in the news?
Well, he's a minor Wonder Woman.
Oh, minor?
Yes.
So he's flat.
Whoa.
All right, real quick, big dog. I have to share this because I'm super excited, and I know this isn't the right show for it, but Starbuck, Katie Sackhoff, is in talks with Marvel. There's an exclusive interview, and it looks like they're considering Miss Marvel, and they've also been in talks as Harley Quinn, even though that's definitely something of interest to you. And they're also trying to gauge her interest in Star Wars Episode 7. So just a thought for you to maybe look into later. But I just had to throw that out there, especially because you mentioned Wonder Woman.
I could see her in Ms. Marvel. That she has the body for it and the right look. Harley Quinn?
And
I can't see her as Harley Quinn. To me, it's a little bit of a stretch, but I could definitely see her as Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, I definitely like Miss Marvel.
As you know, the Big Dog has a monthly program here on NDV Media Comics 101 on the first Wednesday of the month. Don't forget to catch it. Of course, the Big Dog is our lead, shall they say, investigator when it comes to all of our comic book heroes, writers, and all that stuff. He is James Jameson. You are Jameson, aren't you?
J. Jonah.
Jameson, yes, sorry. Whatever, who gives it?
All the comic book geeks.
You are R.J. Jonah Jameson, yeah.
Dude,
you
if you're Jameson, what do Peter Parker and Luke Skywalker have in common?
Who went Brecken.
Peter Parker and Luke Skywalker. Who do they have in common? What do they have
They're
in common?
Whiny. They both cry a lot.
Dead uncle. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
What was it, Thomas?
I said dead uncles.
Oh, dead uncles. Way to go, Jonathan. They have dead uncles.
I thought we were whining crybabies, but...
Yeah, we're pretty...
So there's a post with Jonah, and then they both have the... They both have the screen where they're like, no, and they're all sad.
You should have actually screamed. I've heard that scream too, Thomas. I know you can scream louder than that. Go ahead, Big
Dog.
I know,
but it's only 7 o'clock and there's people with
screaming. I don't even want to know.
We played baseball before, you idiot.
Sure. Is that what you guys call it, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Your bad hit ball?
No.
It's bad hit ball.
No.
Well, we already know Roger's the pitcher.
No.
Does that mean you're a catcher?
Yeah, calm down, guys. I was deliberately being annoying. Go ahead, go on.
As I said, Mr. Gilbert Arenas has been charged with the illegal fireworks.
Again?
Well, with defending the illegal fireworks.
It's something that discharges. You notice they'll never get him for out of wedlock, though?
And he faces jail time. He was transporting over 100 pounds of illegal fireworks.
Is he still playing basketball?
No, he's not. He's getting his money. But no one wants
he's
to
doing
money.
Illegal fireworks now?
Well, they picked him up. It was found out by TMZ that he was picked up or stopped, actually, for speeding on June 27th. When they searched the car and found over 100 pounds of fireworks in the trunk. So he was charged with a misdemeanor possession of dangerous fireworks without a permit.
Where was he stopped?
Here in L.A. County, it said. It didn't
here?
I guess so.
Because if it would have been in New York, it would have been stop and frisk. He could have said it was racist and gotten out of it.
Yeah, well, he did go to a year in county jail and a $10,000 fine.
Well, Lamar Odom and his crack addiction.
Yeah, I'm
We're going to get to that, yeah.
Time. Jay-Z is signing his minority shares in the Nets because he has to, of course, because
yes.
He is a sports agent now. You are not allowed to own part of the team. But the part that I thought was not illegal but was not allowed by the NBA was coaches, because I could swear, I bet tons of money on this, although it could have changed since then. But when Pat Riley stepped down with president to go back to the bench and lead the Miami to their first title, he had to transfer his shares of ownership to his wife. Well, now I guess it's changed since then, because now Jason Kidd, who is now coach of the Nets, is going to buy Jay-Z's shares. So he will be coach and part owner of the team. Now, it's a very small share. It's only $500,000, which represents 1/6 of 1% of the team. So it's minuscule.
Oh.
Yeah, but he still owned a lot. He's still bought for the team that might get to the Yankees.
Yeah, so he's going to buy that for, like I said, about $500,000. Also, it came out yesterday that J.R. Smith has violated a drug policy and he will be suspended for the first 5 games of the season. Now, the conjecture was, what was it? Was it steroids? Is steroids being prevalent everywhere? It is not steroids, people. To get a 5-game suspension, most likely, this is the only way in the NBA union policy to get a 5-game suspension, and that is to fail your marijuana drug test 3 times. Twice
what
a
surprise.
Twice you get a pass, your third time, you're suspended for 5 games without pay. Now, because of that, the way they work it out is every game you're suspended is 1/100th of your salary. So if he loses, I don't know how that percentage works out.
It's 82 games.
They did 1/100.
That's what the article said. Good for them. Well, I want to know if that's correct, because it shouldn't be that way. It should be 1 game in 1 of 82.
Remember, it's players that are part of the union, so it's probably too hard for them to figure out percentages like that. 1/100. We'll just say 1/100.
That'd be better for the players.
Hey, 1/100.
That's stupid.
He's losing 1/20th of his contract?
No, it's 1/100 per game, so he's going to lose about $252,000 for the 5 games.
Well, what's his contract for the entire year?
I would have to look that up.
Well, I mean, it's very
I believe
to grow up, guys. If it's 1/100, okay, it's just
about $25.2 million. Wouldn't that be 1/100? 1%? That's 1%. 1% of his contract.
Yeah, 1%. Per game.
Per game, yeah. So, okay, what?
Jeez, that's
what's
nothing.
What's 252 divided by 5?
Wait, 252?
252,000 divided by 5.
Oh, yeah.
5.
50,000.
Okay, times.
Wait, we're not?
Times 100.
No, hold on. What is his yearly salary?
That's what we're figuring out.
Okay.
We have,
do it again.
Yes. 252,000.
252,000.
Divided by
5.
Okay, that's what it is.
50,400 per game.
Okay, times that times 100 now.
It should be times 82, but whatever. $5,040,000?
$5,040,000? Yeah, that's probably what the salary is.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, like I said, that's...
Smoke up, Johnny! Yes, that was a Breakfast Club innuendo. Sorry.
On a related thing to Lamar, kind of, sort of, and to J.R. Smith, Michael Beasley has been released by the Phoenix Suns for his
bust a few months ago on marijuana possession in his car. The son said they were devoted to Michael Beasley's success in Phoenix, but son's president of operations, Lon Babby, said in a statement, however, it is essential that we demand the highest standards of personal and professional conduct as we develop a championship culture. Today's actions in releasing Michael Beasley reflects our commitment to those standards. After clearing waivers, because no one's going to pick him up right now, he'll be a free agent. He was owed $6 million for this year and a partial $3 million for that was guaranteed last year. But by them waiting until September 1st, they were able to only pay him a portion of that now and spread the rest of the $6 million over the next few seasons under NBA players' contract rules. So
very nice.
He's a free agent. I don't know who's going to take a chance on him. I have a feeling someone will take a chance on him more than they will Lamar Odom, who now... I know you want to bring an intro in, so go ahead and do that first.
Thank you.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Good morning, Cuervo! How are you doing, pal?
It's Saturday, guys. There's college football on today. So I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing better with Lamar Odom.
Yeah, we are doing better. Thanks for joining us, Cuervo. We're going to be talking about some drug-related issues right now, and
yeah.
We're going to head on over to Lamar Odom. So we'd love to have your commentary in a moment.
My favorite. Well, wouldn't Michael Beasley go to the Nuggets, by the way? Wouldn't Michael Beasley go to the Denver Nuggets? Wouldn't that be like a prime destination for him?
Because of Mile High. Very good.
Oh, that was good, y'all.
Yeah.
We have a lot of quick...
Yeah, well, Lamar had checked himself for rehab earlier this week, and evidently, after just one day, checked himself back out of rehab. So he was there for all of maybe 36 hours. And... is not answering any questions whatsoever. His agent is refusing to answer questions, as are the Kardashian clan. But it is still under conjecture that he is on crack cocaine or Oxycontin. So, and for him leaving rehab, this actually would have been the best thing for him to do, is go to rehab, get himself cleaned up, and still be ready for preseason if someone was going to pick him up. Someone would take a chance on him. But now that he left, people are not going to take a chance on him. And as I said when this first broke a couple of weeks ago, I was wondering why no one was offering him even a tryout. The Lakers talked to him but didn't give him a physical or anything. The Clippers kind of were like, eh, we might bring him back. But that was it. And I was wondering why.
Thank you.
So evidently all these guys do, you know, it's a close-knit family, so to speak. I mean, the ownership. They talk to each other and go to the GMs. The GMs, of course, know everything. So these GMs knew it. They weren't going to go public with it.
No one committed.
No one committed, and no one asked them. So I was wondering, what do they know that we don't, you know, that type of thing? And now that this came out, I'm like, okay, well, now we know what's wrong with the guy. And what I have noticed, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but Lamar's been... not a very good boy, I guess you could say, over the years. Now, I don't know if Scorekeeper or Cuervo or anybody else remembers this, but he was originally supposed to go to UNLV. And before his freshman season started, he NCAA violations and was kicked off the UNLV team. They had to go to Rhode Island. He was then investigated, I believe, two more times while he was playing there. He then...
For what?
They just said NCAA violations.
The investigation.
Taking money.
Taking money at Rhode Island.
Yes. It was two investigations, and they couldn't pin it to him.
Okay, well, but...
He then came out. He declared for the draft early, and before the draft was going to happen, he tried to back out of it to go back to college, but by that time he already had an agent. Of course, that was done. So he then
can't return to college, huh?
He can't return to college. So he went to the NBA draft, got drafted by the Clippers, And within the first, I believe it was 9 or 18 months, no, I believe it was 8, within the first 18 months of his career, he violated the drug policy twice with marijuana. And, you know, been going back and forth. Of course, had personal tragedies with his son and his grandmother and so on and so forth. And now this has come out. So I don't know if he's done for as a career or if someone's going to actually take a chance on him, but he is up there. He's 30, he's 33 now. Still has a couple of years left in him, I think. But he's got to clean himself up. Yeah, Cuervo, would you take a chance on him if you knew he was clean?
You know, that's tough. I guess it just depends on the team. If you really need some help, then I guess you can't go wrong with Lamar Odom. However, if you're a contender, no, I think it's too much of a risk. You know, it's just a lot of distractions. And plus, you know, what you've seen out of Lamar Odom, guys, in my opinion, is all you're going to get, if that. I mean, for people that still think to this day that, well, Lamar Odom's going to, he's going to, you know, he's going to come out and he's going to, you know, have a breakout type year, it's kind of too late for that. So if you're a contender, nah, I don't think I take a chance on him.
Jonathan.
If I'm a Charlotte Bobcats, yeah, I take that chance. But if I'm anybody else, like, no. there's no need to bring a crackhead into the locker room. And let's face it, you know, we see so many rookies every year come to the NBA. I'm pretty sure one of them can do what Lamar Odom will do for me any day for, you know, I don't know, a fraction of the salary. I can't see anybody really willing or take the chance, maybe outside of Charlotte, because that just seems like Michael Jordan's MO.
Thomas.
I say put him on the Heat or the Thunder and give everybody else a chance.
That's funny. You know, this is something that we reported a little while ago, that the Lakers apparently did offer Lamar Odom a contract, but the deal was that he had to go to rehab. And apparently, I reported that. But it now follows that he was told by the Lakers, we'll take you back, but you have to go to rehab. And now it turns out he did go to rehab and he bailed within 36 hours. So, you know, that's probably going to be it. I don't think anyone
throws a crying album to him more than his career.
It's bad. And, you know, I'm sympathetic to Khloe Kardashian because she has apparently done everything. I think it's so funny when white people call it an intercession. They all get together, put signs up, and say, we're interceding on your behalf.
Intervention.
Or intervention. Whatever in the hell. I was getting religious for a moment. Intercession. Sorry. And it's just, yeah. Thank you very much. I'll be here for a week. Don't forget to tip your waitress. And you can tip the waitress if you want as well, but that's neither here nor there. Big Dog, I believe no one is going to give Lamar because he has such an extensive record. When he was clean, he was all right, but he was an enigma when he would play. He was very frustrating. Daisy was good and Daisy was bad.
The one year
when he made six men.
Exactly.
And that was it. One year he put it together. And that's the year he got married, didn't it?
No, I was married the following year.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, he discovered a new woman. And he was trying to impress her, so he was clean. So he was trying to see, babe, see, I can go to hole, babe, see, I can score. So, hey, there you go. But your question was, if he were clean, would you hire him? I don't think anyone here would hire him, except for maybe the Miami Heat, as Thomas said. So, I don't know.
No, there's not enough pro for the con. I mean, even when he is, like, not using and abusing, I mean, you still have the mental games that he was going through his head. I mean, it just wasn't worth it. You know, look at Dallas. I mean, that was just a nightmare. You know, there's no way to guarantee he's going to come back decent. And, I mean, even if he's clean, I really don't think he's got that. I don't think he has another season left in him.
And if you're talking about muscle memory, it's been 2 years, almost 3 years now, that he was six man.
Yeah,
so muscle memory. When you mentioned something about...
Actually, it's over 3 years. Because Zimmer was Dallas won, and Miami won the last two, so the Lakers were...
You're right.
It's been four seasons.
Well, this is the fourth season. We're going to the fourth season now. Wow.
It's amazing, Big Dog.
That's right.
So when Thomas was talking about the muscle memory for the baseball player, Big Dog was uttering, when we were talking about the steroids and stuff, Big Dog, of course, laughed. He goes, oh, muscle memory. That's right. Stuff does rebound.
Yeah, Mr. Derek Rose.
Yeah.
Because of the muscle memory.
Sorry, Cuervo. So anyway,
Derek Rose,
don't be, guys.
Yeah, Rose, you're a Rose by another name, you pussy. Get back already. Dude. Go ahead, Big Dog. Where are we going?
Well, now that was it for basketball news. So
I think there's a lot of football.
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to get I'm trying to get Mr. NASCAR to come and give us a report on.
I know what I'm talking about. Real quick, we got some boxing news.
Woo-hoo! Go, Big Dog, go.
I am a tiger.
Merriweather.
Merriweather, yeah.
He smashes the all-time mark for the boxing purse. He will be making $41.5 million next weekend for his junior middleweight unification fight with Canelo Alvarez at the MGM Grand. Canelo is going to get about $10 to $15 million, but that $41 million mark just breaks the record that he had set just a couple of years earlier, which I believe was $30 million. So, and of course, he has a 30-month deal with Showtime for 6 fights worth about $200 million. So,
Jesus.
Of course, I'm not a Mayweather fan, never have been. So I'm hoping Canelo can at least, if he doesn't win, at least, you know, ugly him up a little bit, close his eye a couple of times, you know, blood him up. But the one thing I did want to talk about, guys, some sad news coming out. Former WBO heavyweight champion Tommy Morrison died, I believe it was last Sunday night. He was only 44 years old. Of course, he had already contracted HIV, but over the last year or so, it turned into full-blown AIDS, and finally succumbed to that on Sunday night. Now, the thing about this is that Morrison denied having AIDS. He was one of those people that said HIV and AIDS was a conspiracy by the government and does not exist. He swore up and down, and he even got his wife that he married just about 2-3 years ago. He got her convinced the same way, and she is now leading that charge that no, Tommy Morrison did not die of AIDS, but that he died of, let me see, where is it at here?
A government conspiracy, seriously?
Yes.
That's on our Tuesday night program, The Hidden Hand, formerly known as Rave. You can check that out when it returns here to NDC Media. We have a conspiracy theory program.
Yeah, his wife insisted that Sam Morrison died of the Guillain-Barré syndrome, not HIV.
Guillain-Barré. Okay,
yeah.
That's rare. I've heard that before.
I'm sorry?
The hell?
Yeah, it's we've heard of it before. You know, conspiracy theorists die of it. Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's a very rare syndrome that affects your immune system and such, kind of the same way HIV does. But, I mean, he tested positive, and I read the article. It's a pretty in-depth article, and I saw a video on it also. And it seemed like when he first found out in 1986, whatever it was, that when he first came, 93.
That he was HIV positive.
He was HIV positive. His agent got him in touch with the same person that Magic Johnson got in touch with and was going to get him on the same type of meds and stuff, and he seemed to buy into it for the first couple of months. And then went to some seminars or other, and all the things that he was thinking, I guess, this person was saying, so he just bought into it that the whole thing was a government conspiracy, that it was made up, and no one ever actually had a picture of the virus. So how could you? Because all they kept doing that were the pictures that they showed were computer generated. Now of course it's computer generated. You can't see the damn virus to the naked eye. So you know the electron microscope that does it, when you get a picture of it, it's computer generated because that's what the computer deciphers it as.
So that's an intelligible unintelligible argument, because what they do honestly is they magnify the image.
Exactly, yeah.
And it used to be done by camera. but now it's done by computers.
Yeah, the next electron microscope. Well, the electron microscope is so strong, they have to have a computer to decipher it. And that was his whole theory that, well, there was no actual pictures taken of it. It's computer generated, so the computer is making the pictures because that's what the government wants, and so on and so forth. So he just was in total denial the whole time, the last, what's this now, 17 years, has been in total denial and just, you know, refusing. Of course, about the last month and a half or so, he's been in the hospital, was estranged from his family because they believed it. You know, they knew what it really was. And the wife and he were the only one that didn't, that they refused. So
she says he died of the Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yes, because
but everything else says he died of AIDS.
Yes, full-blown AIDS. It just turned out to be full-blown. I mean,
you know,
he fought it off as long as he could.
I think they just were in denial that they caught AIDS. And
well,
he
was in denial. Yeah.
Well, he convinced the wife. Hey, well, you know why you get AIDS. Because you get it because you're fooling around with someone.
Yeah, and when he first contracted and was suspended or actually banned from boxing, he admitted that he had a carefree lifestyle, you know, and messed around extensively, you know, with lots and lots of women, like just you know, same story like Matthew Johnson, you know, same thing, just promiscuous with unprotected sex, and he admitted to that, but then later on was like, no, no, you know, yes, I did mess around, but that's you know, there is no such thing as AIDS or HIV. It's all just government. So
right.
He went to his grave thinking that. I guess that's what made him at peace. Fine.
Nah, I think it's just he couldn't admit to his wife that he didn't have it. He convinced her. She was a loving soul, maybe.
Well, according to the article, he did believe it, but like I said, he went to one seminar that was a conspiracy theory type of seminar, and he was like, he said everything that he was thinking that person was saying. So to have someone else actually say it, and of course, they have paperwork showing, oh, look at this, the cover-up, it's this, it's that, you know. You can make up anything if you try hard enough. So he believed in it, and they went from there.
Thomas, any comments?
No.
No? Squirrel?
No, we lost Cuervo right now. So, all right, Big Dog. Sad story. I'm sorry to happen. I'm sorry with the denial. We know,
comment.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you contract HIV, there is a better than a 50% chance of surviving, I believe. And there are a few people, namely Magic Johnson, that are now HIV-free. He followed an incredible regimen, whatever it was, and he followed it. Well, yeah, he had money. But
yeah.
Whatever, you can be cured. And
he's in remission. He's in remission. Oh,
well, I have
yes, sir.
I have a thought.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
And hold on a minute, ladies and gentlemen. This is breaking news.
Breaking news. He has a thought.
Well, breaking news on NDB Media that someone has a
thanks,
thought.
Thanks, Big Dog.
Jonathan. So here we go. Hold on a minute.
You've obviously mistaken me for someone who gives a damn.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
You know, the foreign government, they always get blamed for HIV and AIDS and all that, but nobody ever gives them credit for crack cocaine.
Hey, Jonathan, the hidden hand needs a co-host.
I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna do a full-on, you know, the government is just naturally created this, you know, or... you know, on purpose or it's fake or whatever. I mean, at least give them credit for, you know, crack and, you know, I guess, you know, let's even go with Old English. You know, they created crack in Old English. That way, you know, to be able to debilitate the rest of the population. This has got to be one of the most pathetic and sad things I've ever heard. You know, essentially conning his wife into believing that he really didn't fool around with the same women Magic Johnson did.
Now, Conspiracy Couch is in the chat room. We need to ask him about that as well. So let's see if he has some comments in the chat room. Other than that, Big Dog, let us move on.
Let's move on because you know what? You know what it's time for?
Football.
For you to give us another story.
No, are you ready?
Are we in Vegas again?
Are you ready for the football?
Somebody finally got it.
I'm missing a message.
Jeez.
The lines you were giving me is like,
I was like,
sorry,
three,
I'm
how many messages did I give you?
I was misreading you. My heart is still jumping from this morning when you made me. Oh, my God.
No, you know what made your heart race? It's that you're still recovering from Thursday's blowout, 49-27 win, Broncos over the Ravens to open up the NFL season.
I was happy with that.
Peyton Manning,
dude.
Oh, my God, was he godly.
Yes.
Yes.
Best quarterback in the game.
Flacco had a nice game. Flacco had a decent game, although he threw 62 passes. He was 34-62 for 362 yards, two touchdowns, and I believe two interceptions. Peyton Manning showing that he's not an old man, showing that he still has what it
takes.
Yes, that he still has, which is old for a quarterback. Still show that he has that MVP in him. Was an incredible 27-42, 462 yards, zero interceptions, and seven touchdowns, which tied a mark over since 1969. No one has thrown better than that many touchdowns. Why Kittle had the record of seven, which he tied. He broke or tied so many records in that game. As he has the most games with six touchdown passes in NFL history with three. He's the sixth player with seven touchdown passes in a game. The first is Joe Cap in 1969. He's the only Broncos player to throw for that many scores in a game. He said he also joined Drew Brees as the only quarterback in the Super Bowl era to throw six touchdown passes in a season opener and became the second oldest quarterback with at least six touchdown passes. Of course, the Alliance Sports Bureau notes that 38-year-old Brett Favre was a year older than he is, so he's 37. He's also the only quarterback to throw as many as six touchdown passes in the game against the Ravens, and his 462 yards were second most in his career. He missed that mark by 10 yards. So, great game. Hayza, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, Cuervo is back with us, but I want to say, wow. The ESPN replay took 3 minutes to show all of the highlights of just him. And it looked like Elway again, baby. It was just unbelievable. And they were just showing it all. I'll give credit to ESPN for being obvious and showing all that he did. It was awesome. Can't believe one guy got 3 minutes. Go ahead, Cuervo, then Jonathan, and Tom. Kick off.
Jonathan. I'm not
Cuervo?
On mute, guys.
Okay, well, you're on, Cuervo.
Come on, Cuervo.
No, I was going to let Jonathan go first.
Oh, okay. Fine. Well.
Hey, John.
Peyton Manning proved that he is the best quarterback in football right now with a fantastic performance. It was one of the best performances I've seen from a quarterback in a long time. Just the fact that somebody who at the age of 36 and can just get it done like this. My favorite thing was people were saying, well, he doesn't have the arm strength. My response is seven touchdowns says he has the arm strength. What a performance. It was a great game for the Broncos. The Ravens showed that they're in trouble because Flacco obviously is not a $20 million quarterback, and the receivers are all one-dimensional. This was just a performance for the ages. It was great, and they covered the spread. That's all that matters right there is that they covered the spread. Oh, God, man, that was what a way to kick off the season with Peyton Manning just showing everybody up. But let's not forget, guys, it took him four games to get seven touchdowns last season, so he's already ahead of the eight ball, and he's on pace for 112 touchdowns this year.
Boy, he's not going to do this every game.
Best quarterback in the game.
Yeah, I'm here, man. That was a beautiful game. I actually got a chance to watch it. I was super excited. Again, I don't want to beat the dead drum, but, Peyton Manning is an amazing quarterback. We all knew it going in, but he did prove that he's right now number one. For me, however, the play of the game was linebacker Danny Trevathan.
Oh,
did you guys see that? That was amazing. He dropped the ball before he made the touchdown. That is amazing in and of itself. And on top of that, it led to a teammate's injury to Wesley Woodyard. And I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, well, alrighty then.
Cuervo,
I'm not a Broncos fan, man. I have to say, I'm not a Broncos fan just because I just don't like the team. But Manning's amazing.
That wasn't obvious.
I think I'm a Manning fan more than anything else. But yeah,
I'll go with Manning.
I'm a Raider, no doubt about it. But go ahead, Cuervo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a Raider fan, Rod?
Have been forever. Ask my stupid brother.
Well,
I'm not allowed, man. I'm sorry.
I'm actually I have to admit this.
Do you want to talk? He's a Cubs fan.
Yeah, I am a Raider, and I'm also a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I've always been. So
oh.
Super Bowl, yeah.
You just like
whoa. Who's hating on the Bucks right now?
Dude, honestly, you know what? I am. It's not that I don't like the Buccaneers. It's not that I don't think they're a great team. I'm sad enough to be a 49er fan, and I'm hoping to get it done this year.
You're going to have to wait.
Hopes and dreams, right?
All
right, Cuervo,
what was that about
a blackout
in New Orleans?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. I keep trying to go to Cuervo. Go ahead, Cuervo.
Well, now that that's all cleared up, guys. I don't want to be, like Tom said, I don't want to, say the same things over and over. We all know Peyton Manning's great. I look into these numbers a little bit more, and it's just amazing. Manning threw 20 less passes, had 100 more yards than Joe Flacco. Oh, and by the way, 5 more touchdowns and no picks. And that's the comparisons number-wise. It's all about – it's not about how many passes you throw. It's what you do with them. And that's – that was the difference in this game. And not just that, but, I think Baltimore, where they messed up in this game, guys, was they got away from the run too early. I mean, Ray Rice had 12 carries in this game for 36 yards. So give credit to Denver's defense for only, giving him 3 yards per carry, but I think that Baltimore became one dimensional too early in the football game, and that's why things opened up and Peyton was like, fine, you're going to give me opportunities to dissect your defense, okay, I'll do it, and that's exactly what happened. So, and that's what you saw in this game, and I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna continue to say it. Joe Flacco is not worth the money that he was paid. And I the second that this went down, as far as his contract was concerned, I said the Ravens are in trouble. I said they just made a huge mistake giving him the big payday. And now we're all seeing it because I guarantee you he misses Anquan Boldin, a lot right now. Dennis Pitta, there's nothing you can do about that. He goes out, he's hurt for, he's done for the year. But to ask Torrey Smith and an aging Dallas Clark to be your top two receivers, that's a lot to ask for, guys. The Ravens, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't have them making the playoffs this year, to be honest, guys. I don't. I don't really consider it a hangover. It's just, the Ravens lost a lot of pieces and they're going to have a down year.
Yeah, the defensive team definitely does have to learn how to work together. They got faster, but it's the chemistry that kind of got messed up. And, I do look forward to what they will do. I don't think it's going to be this year, but I definitely think they have something in the makings. Flacco definitely needs to start earning his keep. I mean, they gave him the contract, now earn it. It is what it is. What are you going to do? Sorry,
it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have to take a quick 40-second commercial. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Cedar Point Concepts specializes in the development, management, and hosting of small business and personal web systems. We believe that a professional and functional website should also be affordable. Our hands-on approach keeps you in the loop as we offer you as much control over your site to suit your needs. Don't let the cost or fear of computers keep you from starting your own internet business. Through the use of open source software and popular web applications, we are able to offer you a clean, professional, and easy-to-use site at an affordable price. Whether you're looking for a single-page information site or a complete user system, we have a solution for you. CedarPointConcepts.com.
Welcome back. This is Sports Talk with the Guys. The glorious panel is on. Of course, I'm right here in front of me is the big dog, and from Chicago, all the way from Chicago, of course, we have Cuervo, and from the great city of Santa Fe Springs, we have Thomas, and from South Beach himself, from Southern Florida, of course, we have Jonathan. Is it South Beach? You there? South Beach there, Jonathan?
Actually, believe it or not, I moved back home, kept the same area code, and I live in Tarpon Springs, Florida now.
Possum Springs, Florida. Well, we have Possum Springs, Florida, Santa Fe Springs, California. We're in Southgate. And, of course, you are in what estate? Hamblor Estates, or what is it, Myrtle?
No, I'm currently in Hoffman Estates.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected, sir. Hoffman Estates. So everyone is in a great place, an estate or spring, and we're behind the gate. Damn it!
We're Michigans.
That's why we're
that's why we're better.
We're south of the gate, ladies and gentlemen. So a lot of football. We have 9 minutes left. Don't forget, we're going to be going on over to the Cat Potato program in about 9 minutes. We may be making a transfer, and it's going to be a glorious morning. We're almost halfway through. Big Dog, where else do you want to take us?
Well, with just a few minutes left, and let's go with the games we're going to be on. Of course, as I said, first game took place on Thursday. Tomorrow it will be, all these times are Eastern, guys, so don't forget that.
Okay, go on.
Right?
No, go on.
Okay. They will be the Patriots at the Bills, the Bengals at the Bears, the Dolphins at the Browns, the Vikings at the Lions, the Raiders at the Colts, the Falcons at the Saints, the Buccaneers at the Jets, and who will be quarterback? We will find out. It will be the Titans at the Steelers, the Seahawks at the Panthers, the Chiefs at the Jags. In the later games at 4:25 Eastern time, it will be the Cardinals at the Rams for the teams that suck. It will be the Packers at the Niners. And the night game on NBC at 8:30 Eastern time, it will be the Giants at Dallas for the Cowboys. Two Monday night games, one on ESPN at 6:55 Eastern time. It will be the Eagles at the Redskins, and on ESPN at the late game, which is 10:15 Eastern time, it will be the Texans at the Chargers. What were you
going
to do?
All right, I'm just going to throw out there that I am going to be watching the Niners game because, again, I'm a Niners fan. And everything else will be red zone this Sunday. Gotta love it. Complete
yes, it
action with a full case of beer.
Wow. Sounds good there. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Cap Potato will allow us, we can do the predictions. Last night on Cuervo's program, it was last night, right, Cuervo, where we were talking about the upcoming games?
Yeah, it was yesterday afternoon on Brian's show.
Oh, on Brian's show, I apologize. Yeah, we actually did go over the predictions. So if Constantino will allow us, we'll continue the predictions on his program, and we'll just bring everyone else in on him because it's going to take more than 10 minutes to get everyone's predictions in. But we, Tarvino, Cuervo, myself, already have our predictions, and you can laugh at me. Thank you, Big Dog. That was so early, Big Dog. I hadn't even given you a prediction yet.
I was laughing at you.
I know. Yeah.
Hey, you ever miss an opportunity to laugh at Roger?
Exactly.
I get that. Yeah, he never misses an opportunity to laugh at me. Yeah, I do. I get that. Oh, my God. My head is spinning. All right. Well, we're going to do the predictions. Hopefully, Costa will let us. Any other bits of news, Big Dog? Otherwise, we're going to throw back to the guys if they have anything else in the last 6 minutes.
Yes, Mr. Tebow is doing exactly what I said he would do.
Nothing.
I predicted this, and Couch Potato disputed it.
What a shock.
Tebow refuses to change positions to play in the NFL. He says if he's going to play in the NFL, he will be as a quarterback and a quarterback only. That's why you're out of a job, you dipshit. So,
well, Jonathan, that's cute.
He also got an offer from the CFL.
And that was against you, Thomas.
Which he turned down. And also, let's see, there was another, I think rugby or something, see if he wanted to play.
It was rugby.
Seriously? He's got the body for it, I think.
USA Rugby said game calling, but he said nope. So he said he's only going to play in the NFL, given a chance to be quarterback. Of course, as a pro, he's completed only 47.9% of his throws, yep, which was 173 of 361. He had 2,422 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 9 picks, while rushing for 989 yards on just 12 scores. That's his pro career.
If his percentage were higher,
he'd be working.
Yeah, I think so. He has work. He's, you know, he has more touchdowns than interceptions by a lot.
Well, not by a lot.
What is it? How many touchdowns does he have?
He has 17 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Okay, almost 2-1. Almost. And so you can't say it. That's actually all right. That's average. If you have a 2-1, that's not good, is it, Cuervo? A 2-1 ratio?
No.
Not really. That's average to a little bit below average.
Yeah.
And
that's
exactly
too high, man.
Below average. That summed him up perfectly. He's a little bit below average.
Yeah. It's right there.
And, of course, the other news was, which everybody knew was going to happen.
Oh, big dog. What was going to happen?
Aaron Hernandez pleaded not guilty.
Oh,
we
all
knew that was going to happen.
Actually, I want to take credit yet again because we broke the news before all of the major institutions yesterday. Remember that, Cuervo?
I do remember that.
Not guilty, yeah. We were live, and it's up. Breaking news, kids, right now. Aaron Hernandez pleaded innocent. And then I had to correct it to not guilty.
Yes. Exactly.
So, yeah. There is no such thing as innocent in the court system.
Exactly.
No one is innocent. You're just either guilty or not guilty. So.
Or you can plead no contest.
Well, yeah. No. We talked about this, which is guilty without admitting guilt. And Thomas, this is for you, buddy. We were talking about the whole issue with steroids, about the nolo contendere.
Yeah, we did
we
that. Really remember that.
Yeah.
Woo!
Remember that, Jonathan? That was
a conversation.
That was a good one. You see, guys, we're not always dazed and confused, even though we love to have dazed and confused with us. And that was dazed and confused in the chat room, who's been with us all morning long. Guys, in the chat room, if you do have a program here on Blog Talk Radio, let us know. We'll gladly give you some play. And
also want to welcome Fanatic Philly Sports to the show.
Fanatic Philly Sports. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be moving over to the Cap Potato in just a moment.
PPS.
I'm not going to repeat that.
PPS?
PPS.
Yes.
That's
Fanatic
almost like
Philly
a
Sports.
Hispanic saying he's got to go. PPS. No? Wasn't funny, Big Dog? No? I guess no one found that one funny. No. Yes, I am. And the village is called Downey. I'm depriving them of an idiot. So, guys.
That was W's.
Yeah.
There for a long time.
Yes, it was. Jonathan, 2 minutes. Anything?
College football.
That was haunting. Go ahead, Thomas. 2 minutes.
I was just going to say, as far as your humor goes. Oh, never mind.
Sorry, 90 seconds. All right, Cuervo, 90 seconds.
One word, guys. Football. I'm going to top Jonathan's. I'm just going to say football.
College.
Yay!
No doubt about it. Is Cap Potato still in the chat room or he's gone? No, he's gone. Okay, guys, there's a minute left. He may not make it, so we make the transition, but we will be the Cap Potato. Want to thank everyone that joined us this morning, both in the chat room, as well as calling in. And everyone listening in the archive, we want to thank you. Don't forget to follow us over at twitter.com/NDB Media. Our Twitter feed for sports is NDB Sports. And you can find us on facebook.com/NDB Media.
And you can find all of our programs over on ndbmedia.net. So, a lot of cool stuff going on. Great day to be talking sports. And with 30 seconds left, we're just going to end the program, and we're all going to go over to the couch potato. So, guys, love it. Great morning. Thanks for joining us. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday, and just at the bell, the couch potato makes it. So we're about to go live.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. Four.
I'm here.
Three, two, one. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I guess the show intros are not going to start. Okay, that's fine. We'll go ahead and just get started. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's Sonny Clark. And, of course, my...
The hardest working man in sports.
I don't even know if I'm on.
Yeah, you are. Couch Potato.
Hi.
You hear us? Couch Potato, take us off mute.
Hold there. Maybe this will do it.
Couch Potato,
hello.
We're live.
Hello.
Yeah, I know.
You can hear me? Yep.
Gee.
Yes.
Man, Blog Talk Radio sucks. All right, good morning, everybody.
Unmuted.
Said it out loud. I don't care. They do. They suck nuts. They can't get their stuff straight. Good morning, everybody. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. Yeah, I said it on air. It's Blog Talk Radio. I can get away with it. Good morning, everybody. Hey, good morning, Sports Talk with the Guys.
Good morning,
good morning.
Can you hear us now?
Well, Blog Talk Radio just, you know. They are who they are. They're just, you know, the automatic song is supposed to start and it doesn't. And then when you push the play button, it doesn't work. And then I can't hear anything. That might be my fault.
Sonny.
I don't know.
Sonny, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. All right, we're out there.
You need to give him your recipe with the bubble gum and the scotch tape.
Okay, hold on. Sonny, do you
hear
us?
Something like that, or get me a chiclet.
Oh, there it is. Well, at least we now made the transition over, Sonny Clark. Of course, we still have Jonathan and Thomas with us, and, of course, we have the big dog here with me. Sonny, we wanted to make the transition, but we're going to head on over to your program in just a moment. It is a glorious day.
Okay.
You heard Clark say the one word. What is the one word for today, Sonny?
One word for today? Football.
Yeah,
can I have a phrase? Can I have a phrase?
You can do whatever you'd like, Mr. Clark.
Blog Talk Radio sucks nuts.
Fair enough. But the word actually of the day is football. And we're going to
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right about that. I'm sorry. Well,
yeah,
you know, they...
Of course.
Yeah. When things don't go the way they do, you know, I like things to run a little bit smooth, and I don't like doing things at the last minute, and that's what Blog Talk Radio creates almost every single time lately as I get on the air. But that's okay. We're here. So, did you guys finish off everything that you guys had on your list, or what's up with what you guys got going on?
The big dog may have a little bit more. No, actually, we did get everything done. But if you want to do the predictions, we can go ahead and do that. But we're going to call into your program, Sonny, and I think that'll be better. Get ready to copy. Sonny, will you give us your phone number?
Yeah, the number 347-215-7497 is the number to get in online on the Couch Potato Sports Show. 305 is Jonathan, right, guys?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought.
Once again, we're going to repeat it. 347-215-7497
is the number to get in online over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And
yeah.
So we're all set and ready to go there. And they're all beginning to join us. And that's Jonathan.
Yes. And why don't you put us
on
the...
I put on it. Okay, I'll put you guys on mute. And I bring with come
muted.
On Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are on mute, so we're going to be finishing this one right now. We want to thank everyone for joining us. It's been a glorious morning. We're now going over the couch potato. Awesome transition. We're going to get there right now. Big Dog, what's the word of the day?
Rock-a-ball!
You demand. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. We are out of here. Peace!